This is not an opinion of some minor theologian like St. Bonaventure or St. Thomas in his commentary on the Ave Maria, or Duns Scotus, maximalist in theology, the Immaculate Conception, all that follows from it, one of the things being the co-redemption. It is a constant teaching of the Church. Even without the title, it is present in the Fathers of the Church. Therefore, any further development must be in continuity with this, or it will be a reason for schism in the Church, self-destruction. This is why the Marian issue is so important. The Church is what she is as the body because the Church is a child of Mary. The Church is virgin and mother in the order of grace. Because first of all, Our Lady is virgin and mother in the order of grace. Not only is she the mother of God, she is the mother of the children of God. All of us together in each and every one singly. That is the tradition. That is the ordinary teaching. Those who promote a definition, dogmatic definition, so-called fifth dogma, are not asking for whole cloth, never heard of before, that we do not already believe, but only were to give it a certain solemnity, not only as an intellectual act, but as an act of praise, as a testimony, as a point of departure, as was the Immaculate Conception for a renewal of the Church, hermeneutics of continuity and renewal. Therefore, those who say that co-redemption is false and impossible title are in fact dissenting from the teaching of the Church. And those who promote, for instance, the message of Our Lady of All Nations, Our Lady of Fatima, etc., are promoting the unity. I'll come back to that in just a moment. Second reason, we believe, but it's not opportune. Now, why isn't it opportune to define, proclaim the truth? That's the first question to reflect upon. Those who are promoting, I'm not saying that the dogma is based on a private revelation, but the private revelation for 2,000 years, Our Lady has been intervening. Many of these interventions have never been, or the records have been lost. But it is the means of calling our attention to what we have not attended, or perhaps attended to, but not realized how important it is at the present moment. It's an act of mercy on Our Lady's part. This is why wherever there is an authentic apparition of Our Lady, literally millions of people, those who are looking for faith and hope, not just Catholics, converge on those points. It's enough to go to Fatima. It's enough to go to Lourdes. And how many other places? I just mentioned all of them here, but I just want to point out the argument of opportuneness has to be taken with a grain of salt. Why isn't it opportune? And we can say very simply, because it doesn't fit the tint, as they used to say about all the news that fit the print, all the news that fits the tint for the New York Times. I suppose the Times in any country, whatever is a la mode. Why is it? It's in accord with the great patristic, scholastic tradition in theology. And this is the one which the present pontiff, his immediate predecessor, so not too, but I'm thinking of Fides et Ratio, Pope John Paul II. We go back, Pius XII, we go back to Vatican I, Pius IX, we go back further to the time of the Reformation, Sixtus V and Pius V, the two great Franciscan Dominican popes of that time, the two masters of systematic theology, Thomas Aquinas, Bonaventure, Bonaventura. You can take your choice, but if you don't choose either the one or the other, you will not be in accord with the Fathers of the Church. Therefore, what is the problem here? If co-redemption, mediation is taught by all these great doctors under one name or another, but usually mediation or something obviously like co-redemption, the problem is the substitution of a way of thinking in theology which is not in accord with the living tradition of the Church, which has been described most accurately by all of these pontiffs, by all of these councils, not only recent ones, but the ones in time of the great Western schism, like the Council of Constance. Same problem. Sometimes it goes under the name of substituting German theology, but they mean not German theology of Catholic Germans. They mean German idealism, what is represented by figures like Kant and Hegel. This is the problem with what is called transcendental Thomism, one of whose promoters was none other than Karl Rahner at the time of the Council, in which the Holy Father regards as being at the basis of a hermeneutic of discontinuity and schism, not continuity and genuine renewal. So much for the second reason. We see that both of the reasons looked at objectively for saying poo-pooing and a don't rock the boat vote, they don't have any plausibility. In fact, they look like something that Chesterton described as a little hiss that only comes from hell. He wrote a poem called The Party Question to answer the objections of Ardal Lund, at that time an evangelical Calvinist in England. As a result of saying that 2 years after Chesterton's death, Ardal Lund became a Catholic and said, the reason I became Catholic is I was forced to look at my upper position, that in becoming a Catholic, Chesterton had joined a party, the Marian Party, whereas the true church doesn't have parties. Christ doesn't belong to a party. The poem answers it very nicely, and this is where we are involved. We hear, as it were, in all the controversy over Our Lady, the little hiss that only comes from hell. It doesn't really matter about my personal life. What matters is the truth about salvation that comes only from the Son of God who became the Son of Mary. Thus, it is true at the first moment of the Incarnation, as it is also true at the consummation of that mystery on Calvary. It continues to be, above all, in the mystery of you, hence the appropriateness of that second reading this morning, the miracle at Cana, which foreshadows in some way, in the traditional exegesis, the mystery of the Eucharist. Who asks for us? Who intervenes for us now? Who is our mediatrix, as St. Francis puts it in his first interview, our mediatrix with Christ? Christ is our mediator with the Father. How do we know we are connected yet with Christ? We who are born in the state of original sin.